Around the country, listening sessions are being held about a potential coronavirus vaccine. At one such meeting hosted this week by the Roxbury Presbyterian Church, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's infectious disease expert, told the group that everyone has a responsibility to get vaccinated.
If you have a highly effective vaccine and the overwhelming majority of people get vaccinated, we can crush this outbreak the same way vaccinations have crushed smallpox and polio and measles.
We spoke with Reverend Liz Walker, who helped arrange the virtual meeting. She's also a member of Governor Baker's Coronavirus Vaccine Advisory Group. We asked Reverend Walker if she was surprised by an impromptu poll in which 34% of the audience at the virtual meeting with Dr. Fauci said they would not get the vaccine.
I was a little surprised. I actually thought those numbers would be a little higher. From what I've heard, 40% of the country does not want this vaccine right now.
So the big questions about this vaccine itself appear to involve safety. And Dr. Fauci said during the meeting that he tried to assure people that the approval process is overseen by independent scientific bodies, and that the fact that it happened quickly doesn't mean that it was rushed through without regard for safety. Do you think that helped persuade people?
I think it did. It helps persuade me. And I certainly have entered into this with some skepticism, but I think the more that I learn, you know, it helps me trust it a little bit more.
Now, aside from the safety, there's also the lack of trust, particularly among communities of color. That seems like a huge obstacle to try to overcome. How do you do that?
It's a tough one. And one of my biggest concerns about this is that you are taking decades and decades of mistrust and distrust and trying to flip that in a matter of months. And I'm not so sure about that. I think that what is going to change it is these kind of conversations, but I don't think that's going to resolve the whole problem here. But a lot of people who are very dedicated to their communities are working on this all over the country, and I have hope in that.
And you're on the Governor's Vaccine Advisory Council. So is that a big part of your role?
Yes, I'm trying to learn. I obviously don't have the expertise that most of the scientists and doctors and political leaders who are on that council do, but I do have the ear and the voice of the community. It's a complicated process, especially on the distribution. There are a lot of issues on who gets what because of what. And I think it's going to take some real intention from those who are in charge. You can't just slam this down my throat.
So do you have enough information at this point to feel comfortable taking the vaccine?
From what I've heard so far, I would take the vaccine. But let me explain. I have stepped out here to get this information from my community, and I've done that out of just a real desire. I love my community, and I want them to be safe. So I would do that because I love my community, and I want it to be safe, and somebody's got to step out here. There is a risk, but there's a bigger risk, I think, in not taking it.
Also at the forum this week, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh called in, and he talked about this time and the broader theme of the meeting really was coping during this time. And the mayor talked about the pandemic and the racial unrest after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And we do have a piece of tape from the mayor.
For me personally, what's gotten me through every day of this has been my spirituality and also being in recovery and living life a day at a time. And probably the hottest day I had as mayor of Boston in my time, my 7 years, is days after George Floyd got killed, because I felt as a mayor, I needed to say something, and I needed to say the right thing, and I needed to have everyone feel that it's going to be okay.
I was very moved by what the mayor said on his own vulnerability during this. And I think that that was the kind of message that we needed to hear, that this is difficult for all of us. There's nobody who's getting a pass here. But I do think that the most hopeful thing that I've heard and seen is people who are stepping out, taking risk for each other. This is tough. This is tough stuff. This is really facing mortality in so many ways. But I think that our humanity, the best of our humanity comes out just like the worst of our humanity comes out. And I tend to lean toward the best. So I think we're going to make it.
Reverend Liz Walker, pastor of the Roxbury Presbyterian Church, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.